This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Nearly 4 years in, the federal government is not smaller. A report out today finds the Trump administration is steadily increasing the ranks of government contract workers and actually increasing the size of the federal workforce in spite of promises to seriously reduce federal hiring. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
The federal workforce includes more than just employees in government agencies. There are also postal workers, active duty military, plus federal contractors and people working under government contracts. That is, building a federally funded bridge or fighter plane. If you add them all up, their ranks have increased by about 25% during the Trump administration to almost 11 million people, according to the report by NYU professor of public service Paul Light.
We are currently right around an all-time high dating back to 1984.
Light says most of the new hires are those federal contractors or employees working under federal grants. He says lots of presidents, including President Obama, have done this during wartime or if there's a recession. But Light says other presidents have been more transparent about it.
Are you basically saying, look, we're doing this? Or are you maintaining the rhetoric that, you know, we've cut government to the bare bones?
Plus, Light says most of the federal hiring under the Trump administration occurred before the economy was hit by COVID-19. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.